Talk is brought to you by Mighty Max 4275 Crenshaw. Tony, appreciate you, man. This is our first live broadcast. Jay Styles, conversation piece, V Brown in the building. What's up, V?
What up, y'all? You know it's your girl, conversation piece. I'm on Crenshaw today. Holla at me. Come down here. You know you hear us. Come on down. Check us out. This is our first time. Holla.
You got my girl,
Notorious.
What's up, Notorious? You back,
what's
man? What's going
good?
On, man?
Not much. What's good, Jay?
Good to see you.
Always good to see you.
Okay, okay. We got Breezy, Easy, Kelly Kells on the ones and twos.
On the ones and twos.
Kelly Kells, what's going on over there, man?
I'm feeling really good playing music that I love. I'm in love with the cocoa.
I mean, we feel like that you kind of isolated, man. I mean, you don't want to be up in a ring with us, man?
You know, I don't want to embarrass anybody in the ring, so I had thought about it, and I was like, if I get
girl,
up in there.
Bye.
I know you guys can't see us, but we actually are in the ring right here on Crenshaw.
Just in case man, things get serious.
Shout out to my man Prime Time, the sound guy. Me and him had some words earlier, but that...
Where is the love?
He was trying to tell me how my shit worked, man. I know how my shit worked, Prime Time.
But he's the sound guy.
He knows
how everybody's shit works.
But you know what, Prime Time was right. So I was,
And here we are.
I was wrong. Prime Time was right. You know.
Prime Time was
how
what?
I'm arguing with the sound guy about sound.
About anything else, I would be like, all right, maybe Jay's got a point. But I was like, but he do this. I don't know.
We all stayed quiet. I mean, we want to have Jay back, but we all stay quiet looking at Prime Time like, he knows what he's doing. We were all uncomfortable. We didn't say a word.
All right, man. So let's go ahead and get into the topics, man. Okay, so J. Cole has been in the media for like 2 weeks now, man. And so his album,
rightfully
2014,
so.
Forest Hill Drive, has finally hit the shelves, man. And I got to tell you, this album is probably one of the best albums in 2014.
Definitely.
I got to say that. What did you guys think about it?
I liked it. I'm proud of J. Cole. I'm glad he stuck to his guns, his roots, and held it down and put out some real music. Because, you know, I'm 45% ratchet, and then the other part of me likes the finer things in life. So.
Everybody got ratchet in or something. Everybody
know.
Got ratchet in.
You know.
V's ratchet, though, is reaching maximum.
Yeah, most of the time I like my ratchet music, but, you know, sometimes you just need something to
speaks to your soul.
Yes.
Yes.
His intelligence. I mean, I just thought it was awesome. My only complaint was that it was too short. Mm. I love that Love Yours.
Oh, that's, yeah.
I just
that's
feel
a
like,
real song.
Yeah, I just feel like he is just staying true to his truest form. It wasn't a label album like Sideline Story was. Born Sinner was awesome, but it still had a little bit of label in it. And I feel like this was like pure J. Cole, pure mixtape J. Cole status, and I loved it.
Yeah.
No, I agree. I was a big fan of like the realness that he brought.
Yep.
Like his like I think it was the second track, Wet Dreams or whatever. I was like,
number three.
I mean, that was like, I mean, like, way to jump into an album. Like,
yeah.
give us the real,
yes.
real. And I just really appreciated like that he was talking about so much real shit. I mean, beyond Fire Squad, which we've discussed before, like his songs were talking about real people, real things that go
real
on.
Real life, man.
I made a Facebook status about this right after the album dropped. But I was like, hey, J. Cole, thanks for writing an album for people that can't afford to rent Maybachs. Because straight up, the rap game has surpassed the average man. You know, and that's what it was made for. It was made for folks that like aren't living that, you know, lifestyle.
Yeah.
So it was just wonderful to like have a dude like just talk to me again. So
yeah, get back to the essence of hip hop, you know.
I even enjoyed the 14-minute song, you know, Note to Self. I mean, what I liked about this album, like what Kelly said, man, it was real, man. Like, you know, it's like what you said too, V Brown. You know, sometimes you're in your state of mind, so sometimes you want to hear the ratchet, you know. I'm in love with the cool, you know. And sometimes, you know, you just want to hear some real shit. You want to hear real life music because, you know, we in this real life. You
right,
know,
we're going through life every day.
Exactly, we live in this thing, man. So I got to shout out J. Cole, man. His projections this year is going to be 240,000 to 270,000. That was going to be the first hip-hop album this year in 2014 that reached that sold that many copies.
And no one deserves it better. I think he is one of the very few artists that is what he speaks. and he's on that like Fuck Money Spread Love tour, like the whole
exactly,
and he's living it. And like right. even the other night he was on Letterman, and instead of doing like a single or something,
he did
that's
be
cool,
free, be
yeah.
free,
be free, yeah.
He added a verse.
Did y'all see the performance?
Yeah, it moved me like
man,
crazy.
Did you see it, Kelly?
Yeah, no,
that shit was hot, man.
That's kind of
even David Letterman, he came over and said, "Oh, J. Cole, wow, yeah. wow, wow, oh,
yeah, expect to have been offended." I think he was like, "Wow, I might get my grandkids this one."
He was lost for words. But,
nah, that's the thing though. Like he's living it. Like you're saying, like he's definitely like stepped back from the spotlight and like trying to find himself, trying to find like why he's doing this music thing again. And it's really good to see. I mean, like even in that little promo he made, you know, he talks about like how he felt like he caught himself just in time.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think you know that's the realist. Like he did. He was like, you know, on some workout, on some can't get enough, and like yeah. those are great radio songs, but I don't think that's the J. Cole that he wants to be. So yeah.
I mean, and it's cool. I mean, it's cool to make songs like that. It's cool to make little radio singles.
Little
you know,
novelty
I'm not,
songs.
You know, I know he talked about how Nas was talking about, well, he didn't really like that he made Workout, but mm-hmm. I mean, I feel it's cool to make little radio, little pop hits. I mean, that's cool.
Yeah, you know? There's nothing wrong with it, especially when you can back it up with real music.
With
yeah.
I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something.
Though, and this is probably going to... Okay, so I do enjoy J. Cole, right? But, like... And I think it's an excellent album. I think it's, like, critically a great album. I think, technically, it's an excellent hip-hop album. But I was bored.
Exactly. I still want to see the penis pictures. Did y'all
bored.
See X-Men
oh.
Friday?
I don't mean, like... I mean, like penis X-Men pictures.
Friday? Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What?
Eggplant Friday.
Did that start with B.O.B. or who did that start with?
B.O.B. did it, so why can't J. Cole? Like,
he was standing next to it for you guys who don't know.
B.O.B. is kind of little.
He looked like he was packing.
I'm going to need a Google search.
But basically, he Instagrammed.
I have to mention this, too. I'm the only guy on the panel today.
Hey, bro. That doesn't mean I ride for dicks, also.
But she doesn't mind looking at them.
No, but basically what it was is B.O.B. was standing next to eggplants, and he was in, you know, some of you guys wear those sweatpants and we can kind of see what's going on and what you're working with. And it started like, I think that's what stemmed it. But it started this whole thing about Eggplant Friday, and now a lot of guys are showing us what they got.
I remember Flashback Friday.
I told you, it was more mainstream than you guys
Thursday.
Thought. You know what I mean? Guys don't mind showing their penises as much as you guys think so much.
Jay just smiled right now. He knows.
He doesn't even know where to go with this.
I'm sure ask any of these guys on Crenshaw.
Okay, so listeners, so we had a conversation a couple of weeks ago, and this is so off topic, but I'm just going to share this, and I'm going to get back off topic. V. Brown said, you know, before she has, you know, sexual relations with another male, that she has to see their penis. You know, so, you know, my man DJ Primetime and Nick Newcomb, and I think Jared was in the room, and I was like, I mean, are you serious? Like, I mean, who's going to show you their penis, you know, just to show it to you, you know? And she's not talking about showing before you actually do it. She's talking
randomly.
About just showing.
Like, show me
randomly.
What you
yeah,
got.
Yeah, like, it's
and
date
she said
number
it
three.
Works every time, right?
It does. I promise you, I just met this guy. Maybe we've been talking, like, 3 weeks. And I was like, I want to see your penis. He was like, for real? You want to see it? I was like, yeah. He was like, okay. He didn't say no. He didn't.
Yo, but that's the thing, though.
Like,
I mean,
wanna,
the way
dude,
whoa.
Who does that, though?
Actually, I would say many dudes send unsolicited dick pics on the regular.
They
so
don't make it
special just because I ask. As a matter of fact, if I ask, you need to come correct. Like, most times... You don't have to ask. Most times you don't even want that shit. You're just like, oh, hey, it's Sunday. You're like, what's up? And dick pic. So I'm saying,
they do
if
it
I ask,
you return the
don't
favor.
Act shy all of a sudden.
So off topic. Let's get back to J. Cole. Okay, so what you were saying, too, like, everybody, like, I had posted that 2014 J. Cole was number one as far as, like, best hip-hop albums, and I posted T.I. number two. So somebody posted on my Facebook post that he said that the album, same thing that you said, Kelly, the album was boring. And I feel like this album was not like an album for, like, this wasn't a turn-up album. This wasn't a radio album. This album was just about, like...
Talking to your soul.
Exactly.
Talking about the struggle.
Exactly. J. Cole, he was in a situation where he lost himself for a minute. He lost the true... meaning of being an artist. You know, he lost the realness. He was caught up in a Hollywood life, so he just wanted to get back to, you know, what's important was, like, being life, his life and family and shit like that, man. And Even though, like, I don't think it was a boring album. I just think it was, like, a real-life album.
No, I didn't think it was boring either. I found myself, like I was impatient to hear the rest of the album, but I kept, like, rewinding, like, missing verses. Like, oh, my God, what did he just say? Like, did he just say that?
I did the same thing. Yeah.
And I thought it was really engaging. And, I mean, like Jay said, it's not a turn-up album, but it's just, it's what is needed in the culture.
Exactly.
People forget that not everyone, like Kelly said, we're not popping bottles, driving
exactly.
Maybach. Like, we're struggling with our own, you know,
real
our own
life.
Road.
Yeah.
It's relatable, and I feel like
yeah.
it's something you ride to. I feel like it's something you could smoke to, something you could chill to. Like, sometimes you just need to chill. You don't need to turn up all the time.
Word.
Stay your ass
but you're
home.
Not going to hear even one of those songs in a club.
Right. No. Stay your ass no. at home. You got to go to the club every week. Damn. Stay at home, Kelly.
I mean,
stay
I
at home sometimes,
I
Kelly.
I like to Don't tell me
you
how to live my life.
Listen to the album and then put
don't
on Coco.
Tell me how to live my life. Yo, that's what but I'm saying though, times are hard and some that Friday, Saturday, I need to turn up. Like I don't need to remember how terrible things are. I just experience that shit.
But you know
it's
what?
Like Sunday through Thursday.
But you know what? Sometimes I don't have to turn up. I have to just meditate. I just gotta meditate.
Yeah. Or it's like on your drive home.
Meditate.
Yeah.
Meditate. You meditating asses. Yeah. Now, I understand that. And that's the thing. Like, that's, I appreciate different lanes of hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've had a good amount of turn up here lately. Like, Ratchet is popping. So it's great to have, you know, Jay do something different.
Yeah, a mixture of everything.
Yeah.
I want to switch it over to Meek Mill. Did y'all see Meek Mill's, what he posted on Instagram? Taking shots at J. Cole, he was like, basically, he said,
yes.
I don't feel these dudes or these albums doesn't inspire me or motivate me at all. Then it says, all of it just weird to me.
When was the last time Meek Mill had a good song, period?
Well, he'd been in jail, so he couldn't make anything.
No.
I don't want to hear no excuses.
I mean, yeah, Meek just...
Hey, Boosie out.
He's trying to be relevant right now.
No, it was really actually frustrating to, like, one, I think if anything, Cole's album was inspiring. It was like, hey, fellas, I'm doing some real shit. If you want to, you know, step up to my level, like, welcome.
It's
you know?
Like when Good Kid, Mad City came out.
Exactly.
I think that album checked a lot of artists and reminded them that they need to stop fucking around and start making some good rap
good music again.
Yeah.
He's just trying to get his name out there. Also, I mean, like, we haven't heard much from the Maybach Empire in quite some time. Straight up, after Rick Ross's album flopped, maybe you guys didn't.
Oh yeah, can I be the first to say that when we talked about J. Cole releasing this album, Nora, you wasn't here. But I think it was Kelly Kills, and I think Jared was on the panel. Jared or Nick? I don't know who it was. And then V. Brown. And I said that J. Cole releasing this album is a smart thing, and that he's going to sell like 270,000, 300,000 copies. And everybody said, Jay, you tripping, Jay. What are you saying, Jay? What are you saying? Kelly, am I right, Kelly?
Yeah, that happened. That happened.
He wants to air your dirty laundry right now.
I'm just saying.
I'm not saying he wasn't capable. I'm saying he needs promotion.
I'm just saying. That's the thing. I mean, you're right. I definitely didn't take into account how many people were going to ride for Jay. Like, because like that's the thing, like the last time we heard from him was a minute ago, and then he comes out and he's like, I'm not doing any singles. And I was like, I don't know if you got it like that, bruh. B cannot do singles, Jay cannot do singles, Ye cannot do singles, but I don't know if you, Cole, cannot do singles. And maybe he proved me wrong, I'll give you, but like he's still promoting his album. He was on Letterman a minute ago. Like the hip hop community in general is talking a lot about his new album. Like, he's getting promotion that, like, I definitely didn't count on, but, like, Beyonce could drop an accidental
album
and break iTunes, you feel
me?
So, like, it's still a different level of player we're talking about.
But I think people, one, I think the whole, like, not promoting is like the new promoting, because more people talk about it, the fact that he isn't dropping a single and isn't, you know, in everyone's face about it. But I just think with J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, people like that, people are just so connected to their music and what they have to say.
Relatable, man.
Yeah, that they don't care whether they promote it a million times over or not enough, none at all.
And let's be real, not a lot of artists can just drop a no promotion album. It's only so many artists that can do that. And it doesn't have to be like a top-notch artist, because J. Cole is not a top-notch artist.
Right.
He's just an artist that people love. Like, his first two albums were great. You know, he provides great music. Kendrick, he can do it, you know. It's only so many artists that can do that, you know. Everybody can do that, you know. So,
big ups to Jay, man. Yeah, good album.
Big ups to Jay. Let's switch gears, man. We're gonna talk about some Jigga. You got some Jigga in your playlist, Kelly Kale? Breeze Easy? You got some Jigga? Kelly, y'all don't see Kelly right now, but she's actually on the ones and twos. And she's she's on a Mac right now
Kelly!
Doing the thing. But Jay-Z, basically he was distributing some I Can't Breathe t-shirts at the Brooklyn game. Kevin Garnett and all the Brooklyn players, they wore the t-shirt. So I saw this photo and Jay-Z was in the middle. And Jay wasn't even wearing a t-shirt.
I was like, okay, why don't you have on a t-shirt, Jay? Like, everybody else, there's six people in the picture, and you the only one, but you had this bright idea, like, but you're not even standing behind it. Like, I feel like, thank you for providing the shirt, and...
Practice what you preach, player.
Exactly.
Basically, that's it.
Like, I feel like this was the right time for him to make a statement, especially since he shook the hands of Prince, what's his name?
Prince William and Kate
Prince Middleton. Charles or whatever.
Prince Charles.
They was at the game or whatever, and it was like a perfect time to wear the shirt, shake Prince Charles' hand with that shirt on, you know, and get that media talk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, and then I read reports that he didn't put a shirt on because the shirts were too big.
Yeah.
But in that picture of him and I guess LeBron and a couple of
He had a long shirt on.
Boy, bye. Like, that pissed me off so hard.
I read that too. Did you read that? I read that too.
I did read it. I think, okay, so this is the thing. This is what I think Jay is doing. One, I think Jay thinks that he's like a little bit too big for his britches. Like, he's like, he went to talk to the mayor or whatever of New York or something. Like, he went and talked to Cuomo. Like, oh, hey, I make rap albums, so like maybe we should talk about reform. No, that's not gonna happen. Wear a t-shirt. Like, know your role, Jay.
Yeah.
Like, this is, you are not here to write policy. You are a rapper and maybe a businessman. We'll give you that. But like, you're like, he wanted to, I think, be bigger than that. He was like, I bought these shirts. I'm not gonna wear these shirts. And like, that I think is like, he stepped out of his lane.
Exactly.
Like,
see, I think he's just trying to keep it cool with Obama. Like, I don't think he wants to burn those bridges at all, especially.
Fuck that.
I know, trust me, I'm with you.
Both of these niggas, Obama and Jay-Z, need to step the fuck up, because their people, I don't know, maybe they don't want to talk about that shit, are literally under attack right now. And both of these niggas need to say, hey, maybe stop targeting us, nigga. I'm saying that's what I want in my president and America's favorite rapper. Like, I'm tired of this shit.
Me
like,
too.
Like, Obama isn't running for president ever again. This is it, bro. This is it.
This is 15 minutes, damn it.
He can get assassinated, though, so keep that in mind.
But Kelly, you do know, like, as a president, you have, like, even though you are the president, you have limited power.
Yeah, 100.
He has freedom of speech. That's number one amendment for America.
Yeah. But you, no. I mean, you still got to consider, though, like, he can't, like...
He's everyone.
Yeah, he can't, like, talk about such... Uh-huh. I mean, he can talk about it, but he can't talk about, like, every situation with race.
That's
like, he talked about the Trayvon Martin. He said Trayvon, he said, that could be my son.
That could be my son, yeah.
And then he talked about... who was that?
Eric Garner.
Eric Garner. But he didn't talk about it in the way he talked about Trayvon Martin, because I feel where he's coming from, because you can't really, like...
But if
you could be like,
people
but
in
as
the
president,
streets protesting, how can you not say anything? We all are saying it.
No, but you... But,
so well, you're not
when is the last time all these people have been in the streets protesting? It ain't never been in our lifetime like that ever.
That's true.
So if you can't say nothing about that, that's a problem.
But
no,
you know
I'm just saying, as the president of the United States.
That's a big issue, though. Like, you can't say something about every issue, but this is a big issue. There's millions of people protesting this. It's a video of a man getting murdered.
I'm just saying, as the president of the United States, like, this world is mixed. It's not only black. So he can't go after every black. High profile case.
I'm saying that people are taking notice to this, and we are in the middle of the streets protesting weekend after weekend.
Yeah, this
is a big issue, because it's a man getting murdered on camera by a police officer, and it's an issue that keeps happening over and over.
I get what Jay's saying. I mean, you think Barack writes his own speeches? Hell no. He has like a whole camp of people that perfectly articulate each word, not to offend anyone, that kind of... And all of his speeches are so vague. They never answer questions.
But I don't think that's proper. I mean, like don't tell me that George W. didn't go off book when it was time to read speeches, because that fool couldn't even read good. So like I'm saying...
He couldn't even remember normal quotes on everyday life.
We have to know that like if Obama wanted to, he could be like, look, let me just speak frankly for a second. Or, like, say anything.
Really. And he did the last speech that he came out about the Eric Garner situation. He was like, well, there is a problem. He was like, it is a problem.
There's a problem, bro.
It is a problem with the justice system.
Nothing about Tamir Rice, the 12-year-old that got shot 2 seconds after a cop rolled up on him. Oh, he had a fake gun.
Oh, no, that Tamir Rice, it's about to be that's going to be another high-profile case. It's just in the works.
But that's the thing. Like, it was ruled a homicide. Like, we're waiting on whether or not this person's going to get indicted.
Well, he's not.
At the same time. But that's the thing.
It's going to be the same story.
These people aren't even getting tried.
Exactly.
Like, and which is, like, a failure of not only us, but the justice system.
Okay, but at the end of the day, not everyone's going to get pleased with whether it's Barack or any other
president. I think we all know that this fool should be in jail. Yeah.
But as far as Jay-Z goes, he could be doing more.
Exactly.
Everyone,
the fact that he bought the shirt lets me know that he should have had on a fucking shirt.
Well,
he couldn't buy one in size.
You should have had on a shirt.
He didn't buy him.
You know what size you wear, nigga. You bought the shirt.
It was actually New York Justice Department Lee who bought the actual shirts, and then they gave them to Jay. But, I mean, I thought that was a corny-ass excuse, man, come on. The shirt, like Nora said, the shirt that he had in the photo came down to his fucking thigh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He would have just held the shirt up like...
But it's not even about fashion. Like, dude, this is a whole, like, issue. This is someone's life.
Exactly.
Like, this is a reoccurring issue. And for you to say it's a fashion thing, like, oh, it's too big, no, that means you don't give a shit, period. So you going to talk to someone about it, just that cancels out.
Yeah.
That cancels out.
And then I don't know if you guys seen this article when Jay-Z, actually this happened because he was getting so much backlash for not wearing his shirt. So he actually met with the governor to discuss criminal justice system.
Right.
Like the charges, change, the criminal justice.
He wanted to talk reform.
Because he
to talk reform.
An asshole.
Fucking ridiculous.
Right.
Like, Jay, we know you didn't graduate from high school, bro. You ain't take not one political science class. Like, how do you let's start talking about reform. Like, where are you gonna start with that?
I see what he's trying to do, man, but
it's not your lane.
It's not your lane. And then too, man, like, I mean, come on, sitting and talking with these guys, you can talk to their faces blue, man. I mean, they're not gonna change anything. Like, I think protests change things, and then you got, you know, people stepping up and
we had Wall Street. Simmons and
J. Cole,
Kevin Lyles and Nas walking in New York, but where was Jay-Z?
Exactly.
He wasn't there.
Even Macklemore's ass was out there. Like,
Macklemore, that's what I'm saying. Macklemore, he's always out there.
And you know what? When, like, a few years ago when Barack was first voted into presidency, I remember Jay-Z went above and beyond to kind of promote voting and voting for him.
He just wanted to be in the White House. He just wanted a ticket to the White House.
He knows how powerful his voice is. He knows the culture just sucks on to whatever he says, and he's not doing it when it matters. He does it when it's convenient for him. And
that's what I'm, that's a problem.
It's whack.
He's an Illuminati.
He is.
That's whack, man. But it was another article too talking about Jay-Z, talking about, because he donated, he was donating to protesters in Ferguson, and then he still pays tuition for, remember Sean Bell who got shot like the day before his wedding? So he pays for his kids' tuition and shit like that. But I mean, Jay is doing things, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, but so are the Kardashians. They're giving money. Like, but see, money can... I feel like
money is not everything. It's more.
It's a cop out.
Exactly. It's more about being It's about and it's more about being involved. You know what I'm saying? It's more about being involved in what's going on. You know, hands on.
Yeah.
Don't lose touch of the community.
Exactly.
Jay.
And don't
reel yourself back in.
Remember where you came from.
You're from New York, where Eric Garner got killed. Remember that.
And don't tell me you can't protest because it's going to be too many people, too many eyes on Jay-Z. That's what you want, people. I mean, you want eyes on you that you protest. I mean,
also, Cole was out there, bro.
Exactly. Cole went out there before anybody went out there.
And I'm telling you, you, of all the people like who are gonna run up on you, like the protesters out there for Black Lives Matter and shit give less fucks about you, Jay, than I think you probably even want to feel. So don't make it celebrity. It's not about that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And don't just show up. Like, I like how like J. Cole, like, he was talking to the people. He was talking to the police officers that were out there, like the sergeant or whoever, and he was like making, he was just passionate about it. It was the truth of what he felt. It wasn't just like, oh, look, I'm here, take a picture and post it on Instagram to show people that I'm a good guy by my record.
Yeah,
like
that's why I got respect for J. Cole. Like, he was out, I don't think he had security. When I seen the videos of him, he was talking to the people in Ferguson. Like, that's some real shit, man.
You know? That means you really care.
Yeah, it's just real. It's being real, man. You know, I think, you know, Jay-Z, you know, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? I think Jay need to step up, man, big time, man.
Him and B. Where is B?
Yeah,
yo,
step
I'm
up,
really.
Man.
I'm
dude,
so,
did you guys see
yo,
that?
She never
mine?
Says shit about
robots,
shit.
Man.
She don't even like. Even Michelle Obama was like, "All right, maybe kids should exercise." B was in the video for a minute, and then that was it. Even B's like,
"They're too cool for school."
And you know what? I seen a radio interview with J. Cole, and he was saying the same thing. He was like, "You know, because you know, everybody caught up in this system that we live in, this whole world, man. You know, we on a certain level." Like Jay-Z, you know, you pretty much of the system, so you worried about like you worried about your money, you worried about what the white people gonna think, you worried about if it's gonna increase or decrease your dividends, you know what I'm saying? But I just feel like it's more like Nora says, more about it's not all about money.
And if you don't stand for something, you fall for anything.
Exactly, man.
And your money can get depleted regardless. It don't matter. Something from your past could catch up to you. The fact that he met with that man and they put former crack dealer Jay-Z met with the governor. Like, they still...
Oh, I saw that shit, too.
Crack dealer. So you...
I saw that shit, too.
Stand up for yourself.
That was Fox. That was Fox News, too. Fox.
Shocker.
They some racist.
They
some
They're
racist
just
ass.
Racist.
They racist.
And that's what I'm saying. He trying to appease some motherfuckers that's racist.
Exactly.
Either way it goes. No matter how much money you got, no matter how silent you stay, they still going to look at you as an old crack dealer that's good for nothing.
Exactly.
So say
like
something.
Shot or stabbed his brother, right?
Who?
Jay-Z?
I think they stabbed him.
I think maybe it was stabbing.
I think it was stabbing. Yeah. But
moving
on, we're going to talk about Forbes came out with a new list, Forbes World Highest Paid Musicians. I think it's no question that Dr. Dre is number one at $620 million after the Apple $3 billion purchase. Did y'all take a look at the list?
Yeah. I'm surprised Drake wasn't up higher. I just thought he'd be making a lot more.
You know, baby stole his money.
But you know what? It's one thing about being like a hip-hop cash king, and then it's another thing about being like ranked all the musicians. You know what I'm saying?
True,
like,
true.
I was surprised Drake was on there. He was at number 30.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, I mean, that's pretty right for Drake. $33 million. He was tied with Lady Gaga, Luke Bryant.
Well, by the way, Lady Gaga didn't, like, do anything this year. So for her
to be tied
with Drake, it just really blows my mind. Because he, like, drops new music every 2 seconds.
Lady Gaga gets money off everything.
Yeah. She has a fan base like him.
Yeah, dude. Like, anything. Like, we probably don't know half the things that Lady Gaga sold this year. But, like, her little monsters, they know and have all of it. Like, they
forgot about those guys.
Stay on it.
Yeah.
They believe in her.
And Miss Carter, $115 million because of that Carter World Tour and then that album she dropped. And then she has endorsements from H&M and Pepsi.
Everywhere.
Yeah, shout out to B, man. She was leading.
Yo,
man.
B makes money. Like, we know that's what she does. Like, she's excellent at that. After 7-Eleven, we saw, like, a real her. So, like, yeah, I'm happy that she's making her money. But I just need her to talk more.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that video she dropped on, like, Tuesday called Mine and Yours?
Mm-mm, nah.
Oh my god.
Was that with Nicki Minaj?
No. It was just a video of like different like Beyonce in different areas or whatever, and then she narrates the whole thing. I think it's like 11 minutes long. It was like low-key depressing.
That was just a really long commercial for her. The re-release of Beyonce.
Dude, it was depressing. She basically said like she doesn't even know who she is anymore, and she like wishes that she could walk down the street like normal people. It was like depressing.
No.
I don't know if I believe it. I'm just saying it was depressing.
Hold up. Okay, I watched the first 7 minutes of this long-ass video. I am absolutely and completely through with the narrative that it is hard to be a
be
celebrity that it is hard to have exactly. the opportunity exactly. and the ability to do literally any fucking thing you want, and you're upset you can't walk down the goddamn street. Check it, B. You could just set it up so that you could walk down the goddamn street.
Right?
Call your team. Be like, I want to walk down Crenshaw. I want to show up at Mighty Max. Support my homies. Oh, yeah, we talk. You know what I mean? Could you set that up? And in moments, bruh, in moments, this street would be clear as fuck. The only people on this street would be, like, stands for B. And she could walk down any street she wanted. Like, I don't have time for that narrative anymore. Like, she's not the first one to use it. Like, I get that there's a lot of stress about always having to be on, but like, just because you make way more money always having to be on than other people who don't make as much money having to be on, doesn't mean you're the only one living this life.
I agree with you, but at the same time, she kind of got me about 5 or 6 minutes in, basically, because she was just saying, like, she really doesn't know who she is anymore. And
she knows, she's been bred for this, bruh. She's talking, like, she's reminiscing about it like before she was 17.
You're
like,
gonna get killed by a bass stand if you keep keep
running
in your mouth.
I don't think she ever knew who she was, because from day one I knew she had a passion for singing, just like her family pushed her to be, but I feel like they took her personality away.
I mean,
I ever had a personality.
I don't. I will give you that she probably has never had a personality, but I don't think that it's like she's like maybe she's like gotten to a point where she's grown up enough to realize that. But she's been like, her family has been making her since day one. She was in that little goddamn group that she references, you know, in
Pearl Bond. She's another Michael Jackson.
Like I'm saying,
and
exactly.
Joe Jackson. And Joe
she's
Jackson.
Been in That's this true. Game forever.
And let's not forget, y'all. I mean, she was in an elevator with her sister and Jay-Z, and her sister was beating Jay-Z's ass, and she didn't say anything.
She literally just
she's a robot. She doesn't know what to do. She's like, should I help him, or should
I mean, she don't have a personality. I just think she doesn't
sit here.
Wait, okay.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
She don't have a personality.
Back
she
to elevator
has somebody in her hair. B, this is what you do when your boyfriend or husband getting beat up by your sister.
I don't know. I mean, but wait, what does one do in that? Like, y'all are making it seem like this is really tight.
You help your sister!
Okay, I agree that you help your sister, but I don't think other people might handle it differently, but also, I think
they would have just stood there, though.
Or at least break it up, damn.
Well, maybe she was like, maybe Jay deserved, maybe she stood by idly on purpose, like, you deserve this, like, fucking whoa, Jay. Like,
I don't know, she's trying to be so cookie cutter with her image that I doubt that she was like, okay with the public finding
it. Went out the window with the thongs on stage. When she tried to change her image from, oh, I'm in a ball gown, I'm a diva, to now I'm shaking my ass, I'm drunk in love. Yeah.
I'm just too scared to talk shit about Beyonce. Her fans are going to kill us.
No, I get it. I mean, like, look, I love B. Like, I play 7-Eleven every morning just to get myself ready for life. But, like, at the same time, I think that B can know who she is. I think that if she wants to take that time, like, Cole is taking that time, like, B can dip out for a minute. Like, B was really good at hiding her whole personal life for a really long time. I think she can go back to that.
I think that's the problem. I think that's what it is. She was so secret. Now she wants to let the shit out, and now people are like, well, bitch, you was a good girl.
Well, she only does it now for publicity now. I mean, because it's like nobody knows like her innermost, you know, life. So I think she does it, like, she releases more stuff
I
now
know,
for publicity.
Did you have the baby? Did Blue Ivy come out of your vagina?
Yeah, man, she had that baby.
No,
she had that baby.
No, it was a surrogate.
What?
Her stomach folded over,
Illuminati.
She had that baby, man. She had that baby.
Yo, she probably had that baby.
She had that baby. Let's get back to the list. So, Justin Bieber, man, I can't believe he came in at 80 million, and he, like, everybody hated Justin Bieber this year. Like, this
Except
was not
those little girls. That
this was not Justin
him.
Bieber's year in the media, I tell you that.
No.
Justin Bieber came in at
money like a black person would have been.
It's not, yeah, exactly. The people, like, it's not like any black people were ever buying Justin Bieber things to begin with. So, I mean, like, all those little white girls that loved him, you know, when he was playing his guitar in front of the stores, love him just as much now. They don't care if he's got a record. As a matter of fact, that just gives him more cred. Now he's a bad boy. Now they don't even have to date a black guy to piss their dad off. They could just date Justin.
Well, yeah. I saw some of the older celebrities and older, you know, bands that were on the top of the list, like the Eagles and Bon Jovi, and they still been holding
bon
down for all these
holding
years.
It down.
And I think some of these artists need to take note. Like, I was reading the quote that they said, we carry our own bags. We don't have 10 assistants with us. You know, they saved their money and they are on top or they came. So some of these people need to learn. Keep the leeches away from you. I know you got 10s and 20 people in your family that you want to take care of, but if they're not holding their weight, then.
That goes back to J. Cole's album, man. Everybody want to be Hollywood, man. Yeah. Everybody want to be, you know.
It's all an image.
Exactly. Yeah. It's
and
all
no
an
one's
image.
Happy with it.
Exactly.
It's all
an image, man. Jay-Z, 60 million. He did 60 million this year. Diddy, him and Diddy tied. They both have liquors. Who else?
Katy Perry was on that list.
Yeah, Katy Perry, she did.
Miley Cyrus. Freaking Miley Cyrus. Wasn't she like tied with Drake or something for like 33?
36. She was tied with Celine Dion.
So Miley Cyrus is tied with Celine Dion.
But you gotta think, Miley Cyrus, she has a lot of fans from that Hannah Montana, and then she has her newer fans now, so.
Hannah Montana.
And then Miley has, she crossed over, so I think she has a lot of crossover fans now, the newer.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been kind of a quiet year for her. Last year was her big, crazy year, wasn't
twerking.
It?
Twerking.
She's still,
she's still making money, though.
Yeah. Calvin Harris was the only DJ on there. He's making $66 million.
It's crazy how these EDM DJs are getting paid.
Well, man. I will say, no. Calvin Harris is like one of the few DJs, and like while he doesn't perform live, like no one performs live, at least he's like, he sings on his own shit. He's like very integral in the production of all of this new music that he's making and all of his old music as well. So like if it's Avicii, like I'm a little salty, but Calvin Harris, I will give him that he's earned.
Yeah,
that.
nobody hates Calvin Harris, do they?
But you know what, these EDM DJs, they don't do they don't do shit. You know what I mean? They just, all they do is, you know, sit on top of their or stand on top of their turntables and
push,
you know, pump their hands.
Pump up, or they jump in the crowd.
They're not really actual spinning records. You know?
I mean, they don't profession. Are
most
they
of them don't mix live anymore.
Pay.
But they're producers. Like, that's the thing. Like, these,
yeah, they're producers.
That's the thing. Like, they do the work at home or whatever, and then they hit play. But most people don't realize that. Like, these guys are not DJs. Like, they are not mixers.
Yeah.
They are producers.
So is DJ Mustard a DJ?
He's a DJ.
No, DJ Mustard is a DJ and a producer.
And a producer.
Oh, okay.
All but, right. Like, yeah, Calvin Harris, Avicii, like, these EDM dudes, Steve Aoki does his work at home.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then he hits play and then gets the dance at his own show, which I will never, ever pay to dance with you, bro. I'm not going to do that.
He's smart. That's how you get money and you party.
I mean, that's a hustle. Exactly. That's the thing. You're paying $49.50 so that he could get extra drunk?
No.
Because you got to buy drinks. Too. It's not like he's gonna give you some of that back and give you a drink or something.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, no. I mean, I get it. It's a great hustle. And if ever I become an EDM DJ, check me out, Breezy Easy, in the mix and shit.
You better take out Breezy.
Hey, he's killing with 66 million. I tell you that, man. I'm pretty sure a lot of DJs want to sit in his spot.
Real shit.
Who else was on this list I wanted to talk about? That's it, man. And Drake, we already talked about Drake. So Drake, he got his money from the tour, OVO tour, the Nike endorsements, and then his album, Nothing Was the Same. That's about it. Oh, Bruno Mars, though, he did $60 million.
I'm happy for Bruno. I think he's just such a like dynamic entertainer.
He did good at the Super Bowl.
And that Mark Ronson song he has, Uptown Funk,
Uptown
is
Funk.
Like my favorite song.
I like
right
the
now.
Video.
Yes. Oh my God, it puts me in such a good mood.
I like the video.
It's fun.
All right, so let's move to our last topic. So we're talking about Eminem, and this is my favorite. This not favorite song, but this is one of the songs I love. Eminem, Detroit versus Everybody, featuring 15
everybody.
Artists. Yeah, everybody, literally. Featuring 15 artists, Detroit artists, that is. Just to name a few, was Big Sean, Def Loaf, Royce 5'9", Danny Brown, and it was some other features from artists over there. I'm gonna tell you this, man. Like when I first saw it, I thought it was a good idea. I was like, oh, okay, this is my song, man. I'm gonna hit this 16-minute song type shit. So I started listening to it, and then after in a 10-minute mark, I kind of tuned out.
I felt like they were all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And you know what? I did not listen to the last 2 minutes of it, but for the all the way from the first to the 14th minute, they were all saying the same thing in different, like slightly different terms. So I mean, I think it's cool because it really just unites Detroit and like all the artists. I think it's cool to share their story. They weren't talking about nothing, which
exactly.
is awesome. But it was just like, okay, next guy goes, same thing. Drugs, violence, crime. Next guy goes, drugs, violence, time. Detroit versus everybody. That's it. Like
it was just
it's boring to me.
I think
if we're not from Detroit, we're just not gonna feel it.
I mean, that's true.
Sorry.
But do you think if like West Coast artists or like if a
LA versus
artist,
everybody, I still wouldn't feel it probably.
I mean,
think about all the people that would be on it.
Yeah, it's different. Because everybody in Cali has a different personality. If you get, let's say, if it wasn't just LA, if it was just Cali and it was like E-40, Snoop Dogg, Game, like you would Nipsey Hussle, like you would get different personalities versus like, even though Detroit has
different
personalities.
It would be more fun,
yeah,
I feel like.
I think it would be more fun, yeah. New York, even,
I don't know.
Even if they were able to get like Jay-Z, Nas, 50 Cent, like all these people on the track, I think you would get a different feel by every person.
It was just like, I honestly didn't recognize a lot of the artists that were on it, to be honest, the remix. Even of course, like Big Sean, Dej Loaf, whatever, but the other ones I didn't really know, and so I wasn't really into it.
Yeah,
and
it was like local.
Yeah, Detroit's not on like that.
Yeah, so I think if it were done in LA, or like V was saying, like, I think it would be a lot more interesting.
Dynamic, for sure. Yeah.
And everyone would be a lot more hard. Like, they weren't so laid back.
But you think the length, though, even if we had, like, I mean, even if it was, like, Jay-Z, like, the top artist, like, the 16-minute length, you think people would still tune into that?
Don't you think? Yeah, I think so. But don't you think if, like, all the artists that, you know, V just named, we're told, okay, we're going to put together this LA versus everybody 16-minute track, I think everyone would come correct with their hardest verse.
Hell yeah, they would.
And I feel like they kind of were just like, oh yeah, the crime, the drugs, blah, blah, blah. And I mean, those are important things, don't get me wrong, but it's like, dude, all right, that guy just said it. The next guy's going to say it.
Yeah, I feel like if somebody was like, let's outdo Detroit versus everybody, I think they would for sure. Outshadow Detroit. I think there are a lot of cities that would outshadow Detroit.
Sure. There was a lot of really fresh bars, though, that we got to experience, but I mean, 16 minutes of, like,
that was anything.
It's a lot, you're asking. Like, I couldn't get through Beyonce's, 11-minute video of her being sad.
Our attention span is short.
Hey, but to be honest, I'd rather listen to Note to Self, J. Cole's Note to Self 14-minute song of him shouting out credits.
Yes.
I really liked how he shouted out
too,
the credits.
He sounds so happy. Like, he was shouting out everyone in his camp saying, like, I don't care if this album doesn't sell 3 records. Like, we did it, and we made it our own, and
It didn't seem 14. It didn't seem 14 minutes.
No. It didn't.
I
checked it out later, and I was like, oh, wow.
I was waiting for my shout out. I was like, man, like, shout everybody out.
Yo, even Dale Earnhardt Jr. got a shout out on that
freaking shit. Jonah Hill.
He's like, I don't even know them niggas, but I was like, you're a fool, Cole. It was just too long.
Yeah, just too.
After
too,
a while, I was just like,
that's
I don't
what I'm saying,
because
I like that. Like,
anymore.
That track, that song is hard. Like, I think that song, that track is hard, but it was like, after 10 minutes, it kind of got redundant, and it just like, okay, it's time to finish this song,
Was Eminem at the end, like I said, I didn't listen to the last 2 minutes of it.
He wasn't in this. Was Eminem in this, Kels? He wasn't in this. No, he wasn't in this.
Nah, he wasn't in it.
Was Big Sean in the
Big
last
Sean minutes? Was at the beginning.
Oh, I didn't even catch him.
He was at the beginning,
He was at the
beginning. Showed you how much I paid attention.
I tuned out right in the beginning.
Couldn't make it. I didn't hear Big Sean in that shit because I was like, all right. I mean, like, I was like, I got enough. I got the drift.
Yeah.
I was done.
That was a cool concept.
Yeah.
It really was, but.
Yeah. Wrong city.
LA, get on that.
wrong city. I don't know. Well, Detroit, y'all need some more representatives.
I mean, Detroit coming up, though. Deflo, how you pronounce it? Is it Deflo?
Dej Loaf.
Dej Loaf.
Because her name, I think, is
Dej. What's that song, Kill?
Try me.
Try me. That shit hard.
Try me.
Yeah.
Try me.
That shit hard.
Okay, one person, that's not enough.
Nah, just one single is not enough. But, I mean, they putting people on,
brand new.
That shit hard.
Yeah.
That's it, man. So we're going to wrap this up, our first live show. And this is actually our last show for the year. And then we'll continue. Yeah, we'll continue on next year with the, new show. And hopefully, man, we'll be in the same place, same time next year. Either this place, or we'll be, we're still trying to work out a place in the mall, Chic Shoes. So. That's it right there, Kel. That's it. Yeah, play that big, Kel. Play that big.
I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'm
all right, man. So make sure y'all follow us, man. Y'all follow us at Oh Yeah We Talk. Follow us on all social media. Make sure y'all subscribe to our iTunes page. Also, make sure you go ahead and rate us, man. Rate our show. We need you to rate our show. If you don't like it, hey, tell us if you don't like it. If you like it, tell us that you like it. Yeah, leave a comment, man. We need feedback. We need feedback. All right?
I'll let you, girl.
B Brown, conversation piece. What's your
conversation piece? Conversation PIECE on Twitter.
Like a piece of what?
No, on Instagram. I don't even know my damn Instagram. It's conversation PIECE on Instagram. Ms. Combo Piece, M-I-S-S Combo PIECE on Twitter. And try me. Try me.
I heard that.
She ain't playing.
Show your dick. Try.
No, do not send me any dick.
Show your dick. Hey, show your dick. Hey, Prime Time. What's
that? Her DMs real
quick. What's that song we made, Prime Time? How'd that song go?
Let me see your dick.
Hey, was Kelly there? Was Kelly there last week?
What the fuck are y'all talking about?
What is happening?
Don't think I was. I thought I maybe was.
Hey, we had a song. We had a song, boy. We had a song for you last week, but show your dick. Hey, Nora, what's your social media, Nora?
Nora Torius, B-I-G, and Nora is N-O-O-R. Torius, B-I-G.
Breezy Easy.
Yo, Breezy Easy on the ones and twos. That's B-R-E-E-Z-Y-E-Z. You can hit me up on Instagram, on Twitter, and I don't know. Find me on the internet.
Google her.
Google me.
All right, man, and y'all can find me at JStyles TV everywhere. Social media, I'm everywhere. Like I said, man, subscribe to the page, man. Subscribe. And hope y'all have a good Christmas and everything, man. And
Merry Christmas.
Merry Happy Christmas.
Happy
holidays.
2015, baby. We'll be back.
And we out, man. Oh, yeah, we got to shout out one more. Turn it down one time, Kelly. I forgot, we got to shout out 4275 Crenshaw, Mighty Max right here. Live at Mighty Max Crenshaw, 4275. Come check out. Come get a membership at the boxing gym. Get that cardio in, man. Get that cardio.
Keep it tight. Keep it tight for the holidays.
Yeah, right. Keep tight for the holidays, man. We out. Peace. I'm with that shit. With that shit. I play with drums and I pack two sticks. I melt my crumbs when I chop my zips. Police come. I'm flushing. I used to play with the scale in the late 80s. Reason why I with the rock, that's why I stay strapped with me Glock in the parking lot, ready for what?